warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have
a good afternoon. What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also four times gentler. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven. Buy now at zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.
Hey everyone, we are going to be back with a normal episode very soon, okay? But first, we're very excited to share something extra special this week, okay?
If you've only ever binged The Office once, or if you've watched every episode 20 times, you're not going to want to miss this. It's a new podcast called Office Ladies, and we have an exclusive preview that we're going to play for you in just a minute.
So I am a big Office fan. I loved it when it was on. It's just like it was one of the funniest shows. It was like one of the last, you know, last between The Office and 30 Rock. It was the last legs of must-see TV. I don't know. Did you watch The Office at all, Ronnie?
Yeah, I watched a bunch of The Office, of course. What am I, an outcast?
Well, anyway, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, who played Pam and Angela, are the Office ladies, and they're best friends in real life.
And they're recapping every single episode of the show in order and taking us all with them on their journey.
The podcast is going to be great. Basically, Jenna and Angela are sharing behind-the-scenes stories that have never been told before, and they're reliving all of their memories with all their fans.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes they've never rewatched themselves, and there may even be the occasional surprise guest.
So it almost sounds like it's going to be like a DVD director's cut or something, commentary, almost, something like that, which is really cool. So that is one of the funniest shows ever, and they are two of the funniest people on that show. So what a cool idea for a podcast.
Yeah, I'm hoping that one of their special guests is Ramona Singer. Hi. Listen, why are they still taping this documentary? It's 19,000 hours long, right?
Whoa, I love the show called The Office. You know why? Because I like to work. My mother always said, you always have to have your own money because you don't want to rely on a man to provide money for you. So I go to an office and I work. I sit in a chair and I sit at a typewriter and I say, kadoos, kadoos, kadoos for me. I worked. And then I go home and then I hang out with my best friend / daughter, Avery, okay? The Office.
Yeah, The Office is where I learned that some men just can't handle a strong woman. Works in an office, okay?
I'll tell you what's my office. The stage. The cabaret stage. Hit it, boys. Office, office is really a stage. Singing in the office, calling HR to say, I report that woman for being too fabulous.
All right, here's a sneak peek, you guys. But right after you hear this, go search for Office Ladies in your podcast app and check out the first episode. It's out right now, and hit subscribe.
I have like a fun little Dwight thing that I noticed in rewatching this.
What?
So it is such a joy for me to go back and rewatch these episodes. I know you're having a lot of fun with it too. But I always thought the first bobblehead that Dwight ever had was the one that my character gave him for Valentine's.
Really?
Of himself.
I knew that wasn't true.
What?
Yes, the reason your character made him a bobblehead of himself was because of his love of bobbleheads. It's just... maybe something you want to look into for your character,
what?
Anne.
Really?
Yes.
Was it a known thing that Dwight loved bobbleheads?
Yes, did he has them on his desk.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How did I miss that?
Jenna
is now looking at me like I'm having, like I might need to take medication for something. Oh, my God.
That just occurred to you
that
now in the rewatch?
That just occurred to me. I thought he was so excited because I gave him a bobblehead. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. I am a dingbat. Okay. I wrote on my note card, you have have to hear what I wrote. I'm such an idiot. Dwight has a bunch of bobbleheads! Exclamation point. Baseball team. I counted 6 bobbleheads. Are they from the Phillies? Oh my God.
Yes. Because
how many times did I walk past his desk and I didn't notice that?
Because he collected bobbleheads.
I had
your character makes him a bobblehead of himself. That's where your character got the idea. It's a good thing you don't write the show.
I hit my head on the microphone. Oh my God. How did I miss that? I mean,
so this, I think, is an example of how fans of the show might know it better than some of the people on it.
Oh, my God.
Angela is pointing out a fact of the show that landed on everyone else but her.
I was so excited. Look at my note card.
So many exclamation points, guys.
So many. 6 bobbleheads. They're all baseball players. I do have some other good note cards coming up.
Let's see another note card. We'll decide.
All right, sassy pants. I put an asterisk by this one because I thought it was so good. Do you know that there is a continuity error? Aha! Oh, look at your face now, Jenna Fisher.
All right, I don't have this in my note.
Oh, I know. There's a continuity error.
What is it?
And it's in accounting at 7 minutes. At 7 minutes, Michael is talking about what he's going to write on the birthday card.
Yes.
And he says, and you know what, guys? I have set the bar really high. Oh, Sam, pull it up. Pull it up on the screen. Sam is here in the booth. He's going to show Jenna.
All right.
I am at the copier at the beginning of this talking head behind Michael. I'm in my beige sweater that I wear through the whole episode with my crazy ponytail.
All right.
And then it cuts to me at my desk during his talking head, and I'm in a white t-shirt, a white button-down with a black sweater vest, and a different hairstyle. Edited in a different piece of footage to cut to, and I'm completely...
You're in a different outfit.
Completely from a different episode. I'm in a white button-down and a black sweater.
I'm looking at it now. I see it.
Okay, beige sweater.
Okay, over Michael's shoulder, through the window.
At the copier.
Jim wrote, Meredith, I heard you're turning 46, but come on. You're an accountant. Just fudge the numbers. Not bad. Pretty funny.
See me at the copier?
Yep.
I don't appreciate condoning corporate fraud, though.
Now, I leave the copier. I go to my desk.
Go to your desk. Where this is apparently here? When you're changing clothes.
Yes.
Really. So what are you doing back there? You're because putting on a...
People out there are expecting it. I've already set the bar really high.
Look at that. Look at that. I'm in a completely different outfit. Ha ha.
Whoa. I have something else to talk about in this scene.
But, okay, can you just say, though, okay, maybe I fumbled the bobblehead moment, but I did catch a continuity error.
Okay,
so
I will not.
Suck it.
Okay. I'm giving that to you. I didn't see it.
Thank you.
You saw it.
I saw something.
Wow, very excited to hear the rest of the show. If you're ready to hear it too, check out Office Ladies out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy brilliant sound your way on Sonos. Play a movie in your living room, a podcast in your bedroom, and music in the kitchen. Then take the sound outside to your garden. Listen to what you want, where you want, how you want, with a Sonos sound system created by you. Discover more at Sonos.com.
Stay warm for a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas. Have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on.
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.